Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Basketball season right around the corner, wrapping up some soccer interviews. Actually, going to be interviewing a couple players that play multiple sports, soccer and basketball, the next week or so. Tonight, I have senior Mackenzie Cuff from Donovan Catholic. Mackenzie is the goalie at Donovan and the center for the basketball team. Mackenzie, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll start, before we go through background and everything, how do you think the basketball team looks so far?
I think we're looking really good. Like, we had two scrimmages so far, and obviously we're getting the kinks out, you know, like working it out. But I think we're going to have a good season with the team we have.
Now, the first scrimmage, I watched some of it, was St. Rose, right?
Actually, it was Middletown South.
Oh, okay, so St. Rose was the second scrimmage. Okay. That's pretty good team to, you know. I know St. Rose is a younger team this year, but they're always well coached. And I know, you know, expectation, you know, Donovan's going to probably be in the top 10 preseason. I don't know if APP came out with it yet, but, you know, you girls had a very good season last year, and hopefully continue raising the bar over there. Now, soccer, you girls had a very good season this as well. But before we get into the season, how old were you when you started playing soccer?
I was probably like 2 or 3 years old when I started. It's for like the Peanuts
in Jackson. You started? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what my niece started with that, and then she moved over to Howell for recreation. Do you remember your first like travel team?
Yeah, it was the Jackson Wolves.
The Jackson Wolves. Okay. Yeah. Who do you remember who your first coach?
Yes, was? It was Brian Slocum and Kerry Dell'Agrippo.
Okay. Did you play? I mean, obviously, you probably played basketball when you were younger as well.
Yeah, I did.
How old were you when you started playing basketball?
I think I might have been like 9 or 10. I would say.
Yeah, usually basketball is a little bit later, and soccer is usually the first sport because usually just run around in a pack.
Soccer. Pick the ball.
Did you do any other sports besides basketball and soccer?
Yeah, when I was little, I tried softball out for like my dad because he liked baseball. And then also in like high school, I did lacrosse, but then I stopped freshman year.
Mm-hmm. Was softball a little too boring for you?
Yeah, it was also like rec softball. And my dad said like if I got into travel, I might have like the speed was faster, but it never stuck.
And Donovan always has a really good softball team too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they're always in the top, you know, top of the state. Mm-hmm. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two older sisters. They're 23 and 26.
Did they play soccer as well or any other sports?
They did. We all did soccer and basketball, and we all tried softball.
Were you three very competitive growing up?
Yeah, I definitely, and my two older sisters were, because they were like, they're closer in age, so they like play together a lot, so yeah.
What if your parents, you know, meant to you as far, you know, your development?
I mean, they've just always like been there for all of us, and like they've driven us to all the practices, all the games, always supporting us on the sidelines, and like we thank them because they threw us like into sports at such a young age that like it gave us the opportunity to fall in love with the game and like to keep playing with it. But yeah.
Currently you're on you're at PDA Shore, right?
Yes.
Or who's your coach?
It's Lou Santa Cruz and Bruce Washington.
Okay. You know, two guys I know very well. How have they helped, you know, your game?
I mean, well, Bruce, you know, he's been around forever. Like, he coached my older sister also. So he's just always been there supporting, helping with my game. And then Coach Lou, I've only had him for 2 or 3 seasons, I would say. He's always helped too. And he's really great with the college process and everything.
Yeah.
And he's helped me a lot with, like, my newer position as a goalie, so.
When did you start playing goalie?
Formally, I switched positions my sophomore year, the spring season of PDA, and then like officially for Donovan was last year, my junior year.
Okay. What made you switch positions?
I don't know. I wasn't always the fastest, and everyone, like, as you get older, like, the girls get faster and stronger and like better at soccer. And then one time my uncle was like, you should try out goalie. So I went to a training with Cammy, my cousin. Cam. And then I just fell in love with it and stuck with it.
That's pretty impressive because, you know, you're one of the better goalies in the shore and only playing for such a short time. Mm-hmm. You know, you brought up, you know, Cammy being your cousin. She helped you, you know, once you made the switch to goalie?
Yes, definitely. Because I would just always watch her in trainings and try to, like, do exactly like what she was doing, because obviously she's been doing it longer, so she knows the position well, and I just try to follow in her footsteps.
Do you two have a closer relationship?
Yes, she's like my best friend, I would say. Yeah,
that's great. Did you get to go up to Rutgers this past season?
Yes, we went to a bunch of games. My sister actually went to California to the
Final Four. Lucky her. I watched some of the game. It took me a while because some reason I don't have ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the ESPN pluses for all the colleges, but not ESPNU for some reason. So, disappointing ending for Rutgers, but yeah. What a season they had, and you know, sure. they have a really good future. What positions did you play before you changed to goalie?
I was kind of like all over the place. I know I did some midfield at like Donovan. I was a defender also at Donovan, like my sophomore year, and like PDA. I was sometimes forward, mid, like I said, kind of everywhere.
Okay. Now, switching from, you know, PDA to Donovan, your incoming freshman, what were some goals you set for yourself that you wanted to achieve over your 4 years there?
I mean, I know the teams before us, they didn't have as a great of record. So I just wanted to come in, you know, obviously make varsity, try to get some minutes and try to help the team as much as I could and improve that record. But yeah, honestly, just get some minutes and help them as much as I could.
Well, it says a lot, you know, where the team came, you know, to, you know, your senior season, what you finished with 13 wins, right? I think 13 wins.
13 or 14.
I'm yeah. You know, making the postseasons, it was a tri champion for the division, you know, which, you know, almost impossible to happen, but you know, it did happen. And I think the top teams in your division are, you know, they're very underrated. You know, I think I posted on Twitter this season how your division doesn't get the credit. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at the run Lacey had, you know. Yeah. You know, Point Barrow doesn't get the accolades, but they're always a very tough team. You know, yeah. It might be one, but they always play every game tough. Mm-hmm. You know, Jackson Liberty, you know, they had a couple injuries, you know, but they're always, you know, it's a very fun division to watch. I just know your division doesn't get the accolades like, you know, A South, A North, mm-hmm. You know, the bigger schools. So your freshman year, any upperclassmen that, you know, helped you if you had questions or that you were able to go to?
I think all of them definitely like helped in some way, but I specifically remember Victoria Gelosi and Adriana Chiana. Mm-hmm. They really welcomed me in, and like, it didn't matter when we were on the field, like if I was a freshman, they were senior, like we all were just playing soccer. Just, they really helped me with the transition.
What accomplishments did you have? Did you make varsity as a freshman?
I did, yes.
Okay. That's a great accomplishment right there, because, mm-hmm. You know, it's tough making varsity as a freshman, you know, no matter how good you are.
Yeah.
So you would play mostly defender?
Yeah. I was defense for sophomore year.
Okay. Now, junior year, did you think the season was going to happen with COVID?
I thought it was 50-50 shot. You know, mm-hmm. We could have not. Obviously, I was hoping that we would. I just didn't know with everything going on. Like, if it didn't happen, obviously, I would have been sad, but I was happy it did.
Now, before the junior season, did Coach Oliver know that you were switching to goalie?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did she welcome that?
Yes, you know, she did. And even like the season beforehand, I was still like working on goalie, like used to it. So sometimes I'd like get in at like the end of games, but not a lot.
Okay. Did you find the transition easy?
Yes and no, because like playing basketball definitely helps with like hands, and, like,
yes,
and everything. But I did have to learn like things like diving, like you just have to like go, like all this and other like positioning and stuff. But I think I was able to pick it up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's not easy, you know, you got to read the angles. You have to be able to communicate more than everybody else on the field too. You know, it's impressive, and you know, can't be afraid to get roughed up back there. You know, everyone always says, you know, it takes a special person to want to be a goalie. And you ask most high school coaches, their fear is once their senior goalie graduates, do they have another one, you know, coming up in the pipeline, because it's hard to replace, you know, goalie, especially in the smaller schools. What factors do you think your team, you went from below 500, then you went to 8-4
mm-hmm.
Your junior year. And then, you know, obviously you finished 14-4 your senior year. What do you think the factors were that, you know, the improvement every year?
I mean, every year, like since I was a freshman, we just kept getting each incoming class had some really great players, and like we knew how to play with each other. Like the chemistry grew as like we started to play. And I think we wanted it every season. Like we were getting better, got those good players that knew how to play soccer well. And we just kept working hard for it.
What was something you wanted to, you're starting full-time as goalie your junior year, but what was something you really wanted to improve on your junior year?
I just wanted to, you know, like, obviously my first season, get as many shutouts as I possibly could. I just wanted to like do my job for the team and like hopefully do it good as my first time.
Give me a second. I'm pulling up some basketball stuff. Because I just want to touch on basketball last season. Mm-hmm. Oh, you girls went 12-1 last year.
Yep.
What were you the year before? 18-9. Last season's so hard to go off of because this is one question I like to ask multiple athletes, you know, multiple sport athletes. Did you find, you know, since you played soccer fall season, did you find it easier dealing with the challenges of COVID come basketball season? Like, did you think you had an advantage knowing what to expect in case an opposing school had a shutdown, or if you know your own team, you know, had a shutdown?
Yeah, definitely, because like we had to go through all like, the COVID protocols during soccer season. So like, because like some of us, like me and Liv and like Peyton, we knew like what was going to happen probably in the winter, but it was like a little different because it's indoors.
Yes, a lot more restrictions. Yeah,
like we're kind of have more like range from outside, but yeah, I definitely think we had a little bit of an advantage. But
because people, you know, that's tough mentally too, especially if you get shut down in the middle of the season, you know, you're getting ready to go leave for a game and then you get the phone call, you're not playing, you know, that has to be tough on, you know, the girls and the boys. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you, you know, Olivia, another senior, plays multiple sports like you, talk your relationship, you know, on the soccer field with her and on the basketball court.
I mean, we've always been close. And we've been playing on PDA together for like years. And then also AAU Stars, I picked up and played that with her and like her dad coaching and everything. And we have a really good bond, like on the soccer field. Obviously she's more up the field and I'm back in net, but she does her job up there. And then basketball, we have a good chemistry. We like to do like give and goes a lot and all those good stuff.
So last season you girls one pod B. Were you a fan of that type of postseason? Where there was different pods?
I guess because like it was the only thing we could really like they could do for us. So it was better than nothing, I thought.
Okay.
I thought we had a pretty good pod.
No, I thought your pod was, you know, some of those teams were, you know, your team was probably the biggest question mark, pod A, pod B, yeah. You know, I would think, I think most people would agree with that. So the only blemish was Manchester. Do you play them this year?
I actually am not. Oh, no, yeah, we do. I think I'm pretty sure we do.
So overall, great season. What do you think the big thing difference was from the previous season? I mean, I know you girls had, what, three transfers that came in last year?
Yeah, we had Gabby Ross, Kaya, and Shelby. They added great basketball IQ. Like, they knew the game really well. I think they really helped us out last year. No, but yeah, like, we got better together, and we just worked really hard because we knew we had a good team also last year.
Yeah. What is something you learned? You know, to me, Jordan Keenan, one of, you know, big leaders on court for any team. What is something you learned, you know, playing with her over a couple seasons?
You know, just like, she's a great leader, like, has a great work ethic. Just try to follow what she does. Like, always wants us all, like, you know, like, make that layup, make the good pass. And she was just a great leader.
So your senior year, what were some goals you set for yourself on the soccer field?
On the soccer field, I once again wanted to get as many shutouts as possible. Personally, I know for me, I wanted my team to win at least the first round in both states and the short conference tournament, because the past years we've always gotten knocked out first. So I wanted to, like, get past that this year. I knew we had a good team to work with, so I know we all definitely wanted to win VSAC, which we did, sort of. Well, yeah, try champs, but yeah, and then I knew I had a good defense to work with, so I knew we were set.
Does that make your job easier as a goalie, you think, knowing if you have a strong defense in front of you?
Yes, because, you know, like, they're there, like, they're like the last line defense, so, like, they protect you, and then it's just you. So
do you think a defense feels – I asked the defender this, actually, I think last week, knowing that you have a strong goalie, do you think it makes their job easier too, you know, knowing that they have somebody very reliable behind them in case they do make a mistake?
I mean, yeah, because, like, if you know, like, you made a mistake, like, and you have a good goalie in the back, like, you can trust them that hopefully they'll get that save. If you have, like, a weaker goalie, like, you might be a little nervous, but I don't know. I think I did my best.
You did a great job back there, especially, you know, the games I was at. Now, you talked you wanted to win at least one round. You know, your girls end up winning, you know, two rounds in a state, which, and then you come up against a tough RBC team.
Yeah.
What happened in those six – it was just like a six-minute span, right? Because one of the RBC parents was texting me updates, and, you know, it was very few updates, and then all of a sudden it's just – my tech every minute it was just coming off, and all he was sending me was the score. So what do you think the breakdown was for that, you know, that's like six, seven minute gap?
Well, because the first half we were only down 2-0 when the half ended, which was great. Like, that's a good win for us because we knew RBC was a great team, and then our goal was, when we came out, like, get that goal and then get another one, because, like, being up 2-0 is a dangerous lead in soccer. And then, I don't know, like, they just scored one more goal, and I think we all just, like, the team put a half down and was, like, we lost. But I'm, like, there was so much time left, and, like, and then, obviously, they have great players that just finish. They know how to finish.
Yes, you know, Morgan, you know, and, you know, that sophomore, Maya King, she had a really good season putting the ball in that. You finished with 7 shutouts, you know, tough division. What is something you do try to communicate to your defense, you know, when you're back there?
I communicate with them, like, you know, stay calm, composed. It's a tough position. Just find feet. Possessing the ball is really important in soccer because that's how you win games. Like, you don't have the ball, you can't score. Also, just like when I say get up. When I say get back and pack, and if we're gonna clear the ball, make sure we clear it. Like, not just right to the other team. And just, you know, if we go down a goal, like, it's okay. Like, there's a lot of time left. Or, like, we'll get it back. Like, it's not completely your fault. Like, it goes through the whole team.
Yeah, unfortunately for defenders, they can make the same mistake as a forward or a midfielder, but it just gets magnified because of where it is on the field. You know, that stinks. One more question about the season, then talk about what you think this basketball season. The Paul the Sixth game, what did you think about the ending of that? Because I was at that game, and, you know, you get a card, right? You know, they did the penalty shot, and then they blow the game. What was going on at the end of that game?
So I got the yellow, which I definitely deserve that. I pushed the girl, but I was honest. I was just protecting my teammate. Because from my vantage point, like on the field, like the girl, I thought the girl was like going after Peyton, my defender. So I was just like, no, don't go after her. And then, but like I looked on film and it didn't look like that at all. See, I deserve the yellow. Uh-huh. I don't think it should have been a PK because I was holding the ball.
So yeah, that I didn't get.
I get the yellow off the field, goal kick, and then make the sub back in. I don't know.
It did make it for some tense moments after.
Yes. After so bad.
You being one of the senior leaders, obviously, what is something that you hope that you pass down to the underclassmen on the soccer team?
I mean, just honestly, like, work hard, and our motto, like, these past few seasons has just been all in. Because if you're all in with your sport, like, you're going to see the results. You're going to see the good outcomes. And also, like, work hard, give it all you got, because before you know it, like, it could be over. And you're a senior like me and, like, Liv and Ava, so.
Yeah, you know, you three, good core, and, you know, they still got a lot of talent. You know, Zoe, Peyton's a junior, right?
Yeah,
a lot of talent. Do they have a strong goalie that was behind you, or?
Lauren, she's a freshman.
Okay, that's good.
She was the one that had to go in when I got the yellow. I felt bad, put her in a bad spot.
You know, it's funny. All my years, I think I saw that happen 4 times this season, mm-hmm. where the goalie got carded, and in all my years, I don't think I ever saw it before that, you know, going to high school games. And I saw, you know, it happened to Trinity at Brick when they played Brick Memorial. Mm-hmm. You know, she ended up getting a card, and I thought that was a questionable call. And I know one other time. The goalie. I know
this year, Jack, when we played Jackson Liberty, Cameron Weiss got a yellow. It wasn't like the same situation though. Like she was coming out for like the ball.
Oh yeah, because I was at that game. Yeah, that that was another.
Got Cheyenne or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So that's weird. All my years in soccer, it's the first time being at games. Mm-hmm. One last question about soccer. That I just want to ask a couple basketball questions, and then we'll talk about your future and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think playing in a tough division, playing in a lot of one goal games helped you, your team, when you played Paul to six, playing in a tight game, and you were able to close out that game?
Absolutely. Because like those tough games, especially like Lacey or like whoever, like Point Barrow, like we were able to get those results because like we worked hard. Like I think like it builds character when you have to like get over that, like that hump, like that, like you just have to work hard for it. And it, like, we proved to ourselves that we can win those tough games, and we just have to work for it, and we'll see the results.
We're going to talk basketball. We touched on it earlier, most likely top 10 preseason. Mm-hmm. One whole year together with, Kaya and Gabby, and, I know another transfer who's probably going to play, Decker's going to probably play point guard, I'm guessing. And, obviously Olivia, a great, great basketball player. What are the goals for the season for the basketball team?
We just, we want to mesh well, and we want to just win, obviously. I mean, we have a lot on our schedule this year, like a lot of showcases.
I'm looking at your schedule right now.
Yeah, it's pretty loaded. So we just, want to win B South. Like, that would be great. And to go far in the tournaments.
Which, during the regular season, Glenn, good job trying to schedule some tough teams during the regular season, because that just prepare you, for the postseason and hopefully make a nice run in, short conference and states. What are some goals personally that you have for this basketball season?
Personally, I just want to – I always try to get better every day. Like, I want to score more, get more boards, get more steals on defense, just want to be like a presence out there this season.
You up for some rapid fire questions before we talk about your future? What's your favorite movie?
It's tough because my family, we watch a lot of movies. Like, we're big movie watchers, but probably like Marvel or like action type movies.
Okay. How about a TV show?
Probably Vampire Diaries.
Okay. Favorite food?
Probably like anything buffalo. Like, I really like wings, Okay.
Favorite school subject?
Math.
Math? That was mine in high school. Now I hate math. How about your favorite number?
22.
Favorite color?
Purple or blue.
Something you enjoy doing in your free time other than practicing or playing sports?
I like going to the beach when it's like the summertime, and honestly relaxing because I don't have much time to.
The beach is the common answer when I ask that for, you know, it figures the area we're in.
Yeah.
Talk future. What are some things you're looking at, you know, college wise, like not sports related, but like size, location, that stuff?
Yeah. Like, I always say, like, I don't really want to go in New Jersey, so I'm looking more out of state.
Far away or close or don't matter?
I applied to a school in California, but I've also applied to, like, schools down south and up north. But, yeah, like, not too small, but, like, if it's a little bit small, like, it's okay. But bigger schools.
Okay. Do you know what you want to study?
I'm leaning towards, like, engineering, mathematics, maybe.
Do you know what you want to do after college?
Well, if I stay with like the engineering road, I guess some like mechanical engineer, or, like something like that.
You kids are, I say this every interview, you're way too smart. Last question, then I'll let you go. What advice would you give your younger self?
Probably just like, don't be so hard on yourself and like leave everything you have like on the court or the field. Cause like before you know it, we're like, it could be taken away from you, like how COVID like stopped us for a while, and like just have fun because like it's over before you know it.
Did you find that, you know, a little spinoff, you brought up COVID, did you find the adjustment from, you know, being in school every day to having to virtual learn, did you find that challenging at first or?
Like at first, but then like we had to do it for weeks and weeks, then we got used to it, and then all last year was like hybrid, I'm pretty sure, for like the first semester. So like we were still using Zoom, and I mean, it's still like, it's hard to learn certain subjects on through the computer. But yeah.
I know we're almost 2 years, you know, coming up on 2 years since COVID originally hit. When I started doing these interviews and, you know, every school was different, you know, because I would ask every player at that point, you know, what was their school doing, you know, when COVID hit and stuff. And every school was different. You know, you either had to wake up, get your assignments, and you did them throughout the day at your own time, or you had to be on Zoom or Google Meet, whatever, at certain times. And, but I said, it gives you kids an advantage for when you get to college, because everything's different in college. You're not just sitting in the classroom. So, you know, I think that's one of the only positive takeaways of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, it helped, you know, you high school kids adjust a little bit easier when you get to college, you know, with the different types of classes. So, Mackenzie, thank you for taking time out today. And I wish you luck during the basketball season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I enjoyed this past summer. I wish soccer was year round.
Yeah. Well, for me, kind of is.
It is, yeah. Where's PDA doing any winter tournaments or events, showcases?
We're supposed to have a game this past weekend, but it got canceled. And then I don't know if we have any. We just have like our regional league games.
Okay.
And then I think we have some showcases like down the road.
Okay. Yeah. It's 12 months out of the year now. every sport is, you know, AAU too.
Yeah.
So, well, good luck with that, and good luck in the basketball season.
Thank you.
No problem.